In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand and you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like a plan.
We'll find a way somehow.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
We find ourselves, it's another perfect weather River City night. Well, more evening, if you will. The three of you, along with your quote-unquote teammate, I guess, I don't know, assistant, intern, however that shakes out, Dean, the Koala Man. He has driven you.
I like to think of it as a sort of co-op situation. Like, we all bring something to the outfit. And Dean is just as
co-op
big.
Co-op with a K, of course. K-O-op.
Wait, why?
He's a koala?
Because he's a koala.
Oh, that's really good, Dad. I'm sorry I didn't understand it.
It is good. Sorry you had to explain it to us. It was better than that.
I got it right away, Dad. You're older than me and smarter than me.
You couldn't have gotten it right away, Trav, because I didn't hear you busting up. So
oh, I busted up so hard that it peaked and my audio cut out.
Okay.
Oh.
I tap on the window of the reasonable sedan and do the roll down motion to Dean, who I assume is waiting at the wheel.
Yeah, yes.
I just want to say that was a smooth ride, dude. Smooth ride.
I mean, thank you so much, but you can really, it's the handling on this sensible sedan. This is.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't make them like this anymore.
Well, anyway, I thought this was like a 22.
It's a 22. It's a 22 Kia Sorento. But they don't make them like this, the Kia Sorento like this anymore.
Oh yeah, because it would be the 24, 25 at this point.
Yeah, I hear it's got screens and internet. Anyway, keep it hot. Keep it running. Like, keep it hot. We might need rapid
time?
X. Yeah, we might need rapid X fill on this mission. And if it seems like the whole stadium's going to blow up, back up down a level in the garage.
I'm sorry, I gotta ask, man, is the Kia Sorento's EV, or are you running on gasoline?
No, it's gasoline, so I think maybe I'll keep the keys in the ignition, but I don't think I should let it idle for...
I don't love letting it idle. We gotta shut it down, man. It's not good for the planet and everything.
That's a great
but I'll
point.
Be ready. I won't sleep or anything. I won't nap.
I'll be honest, a lot of the air pollution stuff doesn't bother me so much because I'm a seal and I'm mostly a subaquatic kind of.
Oh, it's all connected.
Wow. So wait a minute, man. I just want to like zero in, Navy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you saying...
Go right ahead.
Are you saying that you're unconcerned about climate change and its ramifications on our environment?
No. You're not going to sew me up like that. I'm mostly concerned with the water stuff. I was an ocean guardian for a while, and it keeps you busy because there's a lot down there. And so I'm just saying that the land and air stuff, it's a bit lower on the priority list for me.
I was at a Chamber of Commerce mixer with Captain Planet, and I don't think he'd be completely copacetic with that.
No.
All right, man. You insisted to me for an hour that it was a mixer, and I told you that was impossible. So you just said it was a mixer. So you admit it's not a mixer, right? Oh, you finally admit mixer's not a thing.
Hey.
It's not a thing.
Should the four of us get some rings that we can put together to turn into one guy?
I don't think it's just the rings that do that. I think you need to have like some power within the rings.
Okay.
Yeah, but the power... But once you give the power to the guy... You don't have any power.
Oh, we missed the whole event. The whole event happened here while we were talking about Captain Planet. Oh, well, we'll get him next time. No, let's begin.
Oh, speaking of, I did bring some snacks for you guys. To take with you. Just, some Doritos, some things like that. You know, just some snacks.
Oh, man, thanks, Dean. It's really cool. You don't have any hazelnuts, do you?
No.
I've never eaten a Dorito.
Nutella crackers.
get them away from me, man. I've got a pretty extreme allergy.
To hazelnuts?
Yeah.
Let me, Travis Knockwright, just write that down.
I have... Check this out. I have no allergies.
Not even to bullets. So I'm going to say I've given you guys basically some snacks. Think of it like a healing
I'm writing ocean. Doritos in my inventory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can deploy your snacks once in this encounter as a healing item, basically. And on your way here, you guys stopped and got some food. So you're back up to full health.
Great.
Ready to go.
There's not a... There's not an inventory sort of section in this character sheet that was built in Google Docs. So I've just written Doritos in cell E62 on this Google Doc.
As looks, God intended.
It looks really, really good. All right.
You're here at the River City First Arena, home of the River City Runner-Ups. Tonight is the night of the celebration gala for their 50th consecutive second place finish. You are currently in like the parking garage unit to the side of the entrance of the stadium.
So what sport do they even play? Do we know that? Gosh.
I think it's highlight.
I was not. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I've never been a big sports guy. I got big sports brothers, but nope. I'm a little runt of the litter, and the sports was never really my deal.
So your brothers are like sportos, right?
They're big sportos and heroes, and my heroes.
Sportos,
what's the matter?
I have a bad taste in my mouth for sportos.
Well, hold on.
My former group, the Barnyard All-Stars, were a bunch of meathead jocks, and it wasn't a match made in heaven, let me just say that.
When you said foul taste in my mouth, I pulled out a little checklist and I start running down it like, do you feel dizzy or often feel incapable standing up? I'm sorry, no. I have to track the mad cow disease. I have to keep an eye as the team leader. I do, or, you know, sort of whatever. I don't want anything bad to happen. So I've got this sort of list of mad cow disease symptoms I can run down if you ever feel like you're...
I'm all up on my vaccinations.
Actually. Fantastic. That's great. I turn towards the camera. Get your vaccinations, kids, like your heroes.
Ba-da-bum.
I want to look for some security personnel.
Okay. Give me a roll with your big old bug eyes.
Okay, that's 3d8. Two successes, 736.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can see this gala, the entryway, everybody's lining up. And you know the barriers that they set up. There is, at sporting events, there is an active metal detection station.
Yeah.
Where everyone's filing through and showing their invites to the gala. And there is a River City First enforcement specialist, which is the second level within the enforcement team.
Of course.
There is a specialist checking people's IDs, checking their invitations, and passing them through the metal detector.
Do we have invitations? This is me asking you, Travis.
No, you do not.
Okay. Obviously, that question is directed at you, Travis. Were you asking me? Let me answer. Yes, we do.
Excellent. You do not have invitations.
Okay. How heroic is this? I go and stand patiently in the back of the line.
That's really good. Can I stand with you?
Yeah, of course. It would be absolutely wild to decide to do anything else in this situation. There's a line of people. They're going through a security checkpoint. We have nothing to hide. Let's begin waiting patiently.
So do we have to roll to wait patiently in line?
No. So luckily for you, this is an invite-only gala. So it's not like there's thousands and thousands of people coming in. And plus, now near the, like, you're getting close to the actual event start.
Yeah.
So most of the people are already inside. Only like, you know, five or six couples and groups and stuff go ahead of you. And now you're up to the front. You see, you would say maybe in his 30s, guy there, and his name tag says Specialist Darnett. And he waves you forward and says, I just need to see your invites and your IDs.
Wait, can I talk to the guys real quick before we do this? Just before we go up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm not. I was talking to Travis, not the specialist. Hey, so I was thinking, Navy, when we get up there, maybe you let me do the talking. You know, like off chance that
this cat was in the service before.
Oh, I had the same thought, friend. Yes.
It's striking a weird note, man. Lately, I feel like the Stolen Valor energy has gotten pretty bad with you, right? So I think if you just let me talk to him, it shouldn't even be like a big deal.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. And I should work on a pseudonym, huh? Like something I can use.
Yeah, I'll just sort of like kick it to you and let you introduce yourself however you want, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
You're never too late to start a new first opinion, man.
Absolutely. And I love you taking charge on sort of the social front like that.
Yeah,
that's huge.
I know how to talk.
How can I support you in that endeavor?
Well, yeah, I would think trying to stand in a fashion where you're largely sort of visually obscured, you know, man? Like sort of behind me.
Sure.
And my frame. I kind of figured Roger was about to go strike out on his own nasty business. Yep. I wasn't even going to I was going to say, hi, my name is Lyle, and you probably only see me and this other person behind me and no one else. I cannot imagine Roger is still with us.
So we knew going in that about what the mission was, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
yes.
I think Roger is wearing his formal wear, his tux, and is looking for catering trucks to see if there is an entrance for the catering staff.
Okay. Give me like a looking for stuff check, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that would be
roll
how
me
many
2d8s.
For 2d8s, okay, looking for stuff. One success, 6 and 4.
Okay, yeah, so on a mixed success, you see a couple all from the same company, Wolfgang's Catering, and you see that it is a gang of all wolves, who are going in, carrying various, you know, containers and stuff, setting up still. Now, I will say, it's very limited. So what you see is they're coming out and grabbing like refills of things and replacements of things from the truck because they were here, you know, an hour before the event starts setting everything up. So it's not like there's a ton of them coming and going, but about every like 5 minutes, somebody runs out to grab something from the trucks and back in.
Well, Roger's going to make his way over there and wait till one of them is not looking and pick up one of the containers and try to get in with it.
I see no flaws with this plan at all.
Okay. Give me, like, an infiltration check. And I'm going to say, since you stated, like, you were dressed like a caterer might, I'm going to have you do it with 3d8s, and let me know how that goes.
Three successes.
Wow. Well, 6, 5, 5, 7.
Well, that was the 6 was part of the last one. It's 5, 5, 7.
Oh, right. 5, 5, 7.
Still, Jesus. Three successes. 5, 7.
Yeah, so three.
It's a cowabunga, eh?
And a cowabunga with the double fives. So you grab that. They walk in. You actually pass a couple of them, but these are like the low level people, you know. And they could not be less interested in the comings and goings of other employees. Like these are the people who set things up and then wait to break them down. So like they see you walk by and they're just like, oh, hey, okay, cool.
They
man.
Don't notice he's not a wolf.
They could not care any less
wow.
if they tried, Griffin.
Cool.
And at this point, he carries himself. Here's what what pops into their mind, Griffin, is that cow must have been adopted by wolves at a young age.
I love that.
He's basically a wolf. I'm not even worried about it.
I would watch that Facebook video.
Oh,
this
God,
cow
me
got
too.
Adopted
Are you kidding
by
me?
Wolves.
So yeah, you're in there.
Walk through the back corridors. Yeah, okay.
Do they only serve like corn?
Yeah, what do you serve at an all animals function?
No,
like,
there's just
no,
a
but
lot
if the
of
wolves
options.
Are transporting, if the wolves are transporting it, they have to have a different van that the chicken drives,
right?
And the chicken's got to bring the corn to the thing,
yeah.
And then the
oh, yeah.
wolf goes back and picks up the corn.
These are people wolves.
The chicken
Justin.
Can't drive the corn.
These aren't just wolves, Justin. You know that, right? These are people wolves.
Also, I think the whole game falls apart when it's a farmer. And a bag of grain, and a chicken, and like 40
You
wolves.
Guys are jumping ahead to the big bad.
Oh, sorry.
That was going to be the big culmination of the whole show.
Got to be able to think on your feet, Trabby.
Yeah, I'll think of a different big solution, yeah. The answer was just to kill the fox.
Oh, yeah.
Why would a farmer care about getting a fox across the river?
Yeah.
That's not the farmer's job.
It's a chill farmer. So is it back to us, or...
Yeah, so you're in the back hallways there, Roger. Navy and Lyle, you've made your way up to Specialist Darnett.
Cool. And I'm doing exactly as I was told. I'm hanging back, letting Lyle be the face.
So, yeah, it's sort of official business that we gotta go on, man. Do you understand?
Well, sorry. Official business in what?
Wait. Were you cutting to his mid-conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for seeing it my way, man. We really appreciate the help.
Well, no, you can't just walk up and say, we need to get in there, and then I'm like,
what
do you
mean? Cut to us mid-conversation. So while Dad was doing his thing.
We succeeded to making it in.
We succeeded, and now it's just like catching up with us.
What an incredibly interesting strategy, Justin. Yeah.
I knew you'd come around, man.
Editing to solve this problem. Huh.
Awesome.
I guess I'm not allowed to do that. Huh?
Well, not allowed. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try a lot more in this season not to put my foot down and be a rule stickler. But I am going to say, in this circumstance, just deciding it worked while I wasn't looking.
Humanity's been doing that for thousands of years. How do you think we made the polio vaccine?
That's true.
Everything has to be in defiance of God.
That's true. Okay. He says, yeah, I'm just, if I see your invites and your IDs, please, and if you have any metal on your body, just send it through on the conveyor belt here, and then you can step through. Might need to do the wand.
They didn't tell you we were coming? Dang it, this is classic RCFE, you know? My name is Axel Lyle. I'm doing fire safety checks, and I didn't know I'd need discreet credentialing. I have my official fire inspector badge, but I don't have any other, like an invite or anything, but this is a fire hazard, man.
And I'm Jeremy Blubbins.
Aw, shoot.
Jeremy, if I could just see your ID and your invite, and then, yeah, I'd love to see that fire inspection badge if you've got that on you.
Hey, Jeremy, was it? I don't appreciate fakers trying to intercede when I'm trying to do official fire business, okay? You're holding me up. Is it okay if I go on through and do my thing while you check this guy out?
Yeah, I just need to see that inspector license you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. Here you go.
Okay.
And I show it to him.
Okay. Now, Justin, I would like you to roll 3DA. And that is going to determine how official looking and how believable. I'm not saying it's fake. But
that
seems
weird, but okay. I mean, fine. 3d8, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 3, 6, 2. That's a mixed success.
That is okay. A mixed success. Yeah, he looks at it, and it definitely has, like, some kind of seal on it, but, like, it's not laminated. The edges are a little, and he's like, I don't know. It's set to expire this month, and there's only, like, 2 or 3 days left in the month.
Hold on, man. I got a little, that's Funyun crumbs. Let me get those off of there.
Look, they misspelled
right,
inspector.
Take another look now. This is real stuff.
No, I believe that it's real. I just don't know how much power is granted by it, and it's like basically expired.
Well, basically, man, why are you being such a stickler? You know, I got to get in there. This is a fire. You know what? Who's your direct boss? I'm gonna call him on the phone.
Who's my direct boss?
Your direct supervisor. You should know their name if you really work for them.
Wait, are you questioning now my validity?
Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
It does feel like the tables are turning a little bit, doesn't it? Huh.
It does feel
Who like- is on trial here? I asked you, Specialist Arnett.
Huh.
Maybe I need to see your badge.
Well, okay, it's right
here. Can I see your badge?
Yeah, it's right here. It's like on his, you know, on his right chest.
Well, it looks pretty. Okay, it looks pretty good.
Let me just grab this and write the numbers down here.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to get Executive Lewis on the phone? He's my direct.
I bolt with his badge.
Oh, no.
I bolt with his badge.
Oh no!
I bolt with his badge.
Oh no!
Okay. Interesting. Give me.
You will. I will tell you this. You will not find Axel Lyle again.
Ever.
Not this guy won't. Never.
I'm going to say, now you do have extreme exfiltration.
Absolutely.
And this environment is in danger.
Yeah, man.
And not quite of destruction, but we're going to see
how it goes. It is in danger because of your choices and actions.
Yes, I'm going to say, so you can roll a 3d8 to try to get away with this badge.
Can I assist in some way?
Jeremy Blubbins, tell me how you assist.
I mean, as the guy turns to chase him, I just trip him. Try to trip the specialist so that he can't chase my guy.
Here's what I'll say. You can roll 2d8 to try to trip him.
Yeah. Mathematically, it seems like a good... That's two failures. 3-1. Not even good failures. Not even like 4-4.
You try to trip him, Griffin, with those two failures, and he just gets you with his taser right away. And now he is on high alert for you, Justin. He's already like ready for Taze. Taze is there. So this is going to be tougher for you to do because Griffin failed on both. So
possible. That doesn't seem right.
He tried to help Justin, and sometimes when you try to help, you get into making a situation worse.
True.
Then shoot his butt with the
taser.
He's
been tased.
Like, no. Oh, I'm tased, dude. I'm tased.
He's tased. What I'm saying is...
Okay, so the punishment has been meted. Okay. There's no more.
Give me that roll,
the
Justin.
The scales are in balance.
Roll 3d8, Justin.
Yeah, it's a mixed success.
On that mixed success, he doesn't tase you. You take a step back. You have gotten some distance between you and him. As you're like backing up, and he's like, hey, okay, hold on. Things are getting a little dicey here. Okay. Are you gonna run or can we talk?
Well, you're being very cool about this.
That is my job to de-escalate situations like this.
Yeah, you're
not here.
Can I stand up?
Anybody?
Can I stand up?
Yeah.
Okay. You're good at it. You did a pretty good job there, I would say, neutralizing the threat.
Thank you.
Here's what I'm here to tell you, Specialist Arnett. As much as we appreciate your time, we're already inside.
What?
Thanks for the distraction.
These are holograms.
No, see, this is all a distraction for Dad.
Oh, okay.
That's so it worked perfect.
Yeah. Okay, cool. By the way...
So, Dad, what were you doing during all that?
Well, you know, walking around, casing the joint.
He has carte blanche, I feel like, at this point, right? That was so wild. Everybody's got to be paying attention to that.
I'll tell you what I was doing. And this brings to mind a question I had. Are the three of us in communication? I mean, do we have ear?
I believe that is established, yes. Right? That we are using hand signs.
Well, hand signs, and you have, like, basic... I always like it better when the players can communicate.
Especially if you're like a radio.
I agree. Yeah, unless you've been specifically separated from one another, you rolled up to this ready to do a mission.
I guess we're more because we had to stay quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In that case, Roger has been walking around looking for another security officer, looking for somebody else in security with an eye towards, because he's been listening all this time, with an eye towards finding somebody in security and lifting their walkie-talkie, their radio.
Oh, okay. You're pretty good at this kind of thing. Give me 3d8 as you are looking around, scoping this out and casing the joint.
6, 2, 5.
Yeah, with two successes, you see a more kind of like a highly dressed, fancy uniform, RCFE, member with a name tag that says Executive Lewis. This is the direct supervisor to Specialist Darnett. And he is very much watching the people come in, keeping an eye on... You can see that he seems pretty focused on some of the, like, fanciest people there. Specifically, he is close to the elbow of a fairly large walrus man who everyone seems to want to talk to.
I approach Lewis with a tray of canapes. It's wieners wrapped in bacon with brown sugar sprinkled over them.
A grisly snack for this party. A grisly snack.
I know. I'm leaning into it. But it's all faux. You know, it's like,
oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
It's the faux bacon and the faux sausage.
Oh, it's bacon.
Yeah, it's bacon and sausage.
Yeah.
And walks up and asks Mr. Lewis,
sir, would you care for a faux canapé?
I can't. I'm working.
Oh, very well. And I think while he is peering around the room, Roger's going to try to lift his walkie-talkie.
Okay. Give me now, I'm not telling you you have to use these now, but there is a mission-based mechanic I do want to cover here that is called Time to Shine Dice.
This seems like a good time for it, man.
Yeah, and basically, yeah. Time to Shine Dice, each one of you has a pool of 6 bonus D8s.
Oh, wait, I thought it was a shared pool between all three of them.
No, you each have them. It's your own time to shine.
Oh, great.
And you can choose to deploy those whenever you're taking an action that you feel your character, either because of their training or because of their species, this is their time to shine. Once you use the dice, they are gone for the mission.
Right.
So you
is there a max to the number of we can spend on a single action?
Nope, you can use as many as you want, but once you use them, they're gone, and you have to declare before you roll that you're going to use them and how many you're going to use.
And then do you roll them in addition to?
Correct.
You roll them at the same time as the other ones.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to roll 5 of them.
Whoa.
Wait, the 5 of your 6 dice?
I'm rolling 5 of my 6. It replenishes after each mission, did you say?
Yeah, so this entire thing is the mission.
Right. I'm going to use 5 of them.
Okay.
It's aggressive. I like it. How much?
I can lift the radio.
So you're rolling 7 D8s total.
Okay, well, that's what I asked you. Does it roll in addition to
your regular
roll?
Yes. So,
okay, well, then I'm going to roll. I'm just going to do 3 of them then.
Oh, that's okay.
What I mean, yeah, so I'll do 5 altogether.
Perfect. Roll me 5 D8s.
Wow. Tisk. You did. So you got 2, 5, 3, 3, 3.
I'm going to say on a mixed success, you get the walkie.
Okay.
And then he turns and he says, what are you still doing here? What's your name? This is unprofessional what you're doing. I'm going to talk to your supervisor.
My name, sir, is Larry Purdy. I am Larry Purdy, and I'm so sorry that I inconvenienced you. I think these faux sausages have turned. Will you please excuse me? I'll be right back. Thank you.
I'm keeping my eye on you, Larry.
Thank you, sir. I need that. I need that kind of supervision to function properly.
So you were able to snag the walkie, but now he is wary of you, and it seems like he's kind of set on talking to whoever the supervisor of the caterers are, but you have obtained the walkie, and you are able to move away from him without him realizing you have it.
Okay, then I am going to, as I walk away in a hushed voice, I'm going to get on the radio and say, I'm going to use one of my abilities.
Oh.
Counterfeit, where he can imitate people perfectly, imitate characters perfectly, and I guess I got to roll, don't I? 3d8s.
So say what you're going to say first.
I'm going to contact Darnett and ask Darnett if the two specialists, the seal and the axolotl.
Oh God! Please let this work.
Have made it in yet.
Okay, so have that conversation, and we're going to roll to see how effective it is after.
Okay. Darnett, can you hear me? Darnett?
Yes, Executive Lewis, yes.
I have been looking for a couple of specialists that we have brought in to kind of be plainclothes security. One of them is an axolotl, and the other one is a Navy SEAL, and they are trained in undercover
activities, so they're probably playing characters, and I just want to make sure they got in all right, because I couldn't, like, give them credentials, because, you know, if somebody patted them down and find out who they were.
And, sorry, did you say their name? Their names, would they happen to be Axel Lyle and Jeremy Blubbins?
Yes, that is, so you have encountered them?
Yes, sir, I have them right
good.
Here.
Good, great. Awesome. Tell them to take their positions that I informed them to, and good work, Garden. This is, I'm going to remember this come the next function, the next in-house party we have, if you know what I mean.
Okay, roll 3d8 for me, Dad.
I'm going to use another two of my die to roll 5.
Okay, go for it.
All right.
This one, for sure. There we go.
Okay.
An 8?
You got an 8 and a 6. You got a total
now
success.
We're talking.
Full success out of 5. You got 2. That's great. Oh, brilliant, as always, Executive Lewis. And I look forward to our next in-house party, I guess. I'll let them write in, sir. Okay.
Good. Good man, Darden. Good man. I
That's
will
Darnett,
remember this.
Sir. Just it.
Darnett. Yes, I that I don't remember.
Okay. I wish you would.
I'll try.
Okay.
There is going to be a quiet hostility between these two actual people that they one of them is not going to understand why it exists because it's been sown in falsehoods here.
Okay. So, Lyle and Navy, you are able to enter.
Yeah. No hard feelings, Arnett. You're just doing your job. I understand.
Did I pass?
Not a test, son, but if it were, yes. And also, thank you for your service.
Oh, okay. And I hope you'll understand, man. I'll get your badge back to your boss. We got to relieve you of duty, obviously.
Wait, what?
Clear protocol following here is that if someone makes a mess up as bad as you did, they are relieved of duty.
But I stopped you.
Yeah, we don't know what you would do with this, man.
Okay.
I'll hold on to it. We'll get it back to your boss. No problem. And hey, listen, Arnett, I want to tell you something.
Arnett, sir.
Absolutely. That was the test, and you passed.
Oh, okay. Can I have my badge back?
Sorry?
My badge?
All right, you failed again.
Oh,
that test was not over. I said
double
the test
was
over, but it was still part of the test, man.
No, that's all right. Book. You're right, sir.
Darn it. Can
Lewis?
You still hear me?
Yeah.
You better get
that, man. It sounds exactly like your boss.
Yeah, whatever the guys say goes, okay? Whatever they tell you goes.
But sir, they're...
Lewis out!
Okay, while he's talking on the phone, I use extreme hiding.
Okay.
I'm gone. I got a 5 in there.
Yeah, I will say that's able... He knows you walked past, but you got past him. You're in. You have the badge.
He's so demoralized at this point. I have
to
imagine.
Yeah, and confused more than anything.
Yeah, sure.
Everything that has just happened to him in the last 3 minutes has broken every bit of protocol he has
been
taught.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now to choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Ego sum John Hodgman.
Et ego sum Janet Varney.
And we're the hosts of E Pluribus Motto, a podcast dedicated to exploring the mottos of every state in the union.
Every episode, we will spotlight one state and discuss its official symbols, the motto, flowers, birds, beverages, songs, and even official state muffins.
Plus, we'll hear from guests whose lives have been inspired by the state's iconography and from residents who call that state home.
Bring some snacks, a map, and your travel journal, because this podcast is a virtual journey like no other.
Audi Nostrami Pluribus Motto, Quae Libet Alia Lunae, De Maximum Fun.
And for the Latin challenged among you and us, listen to E Pluribus Motto every other Monday on Maximum Fun.
Since 2017, Maximum Film has had the same slogan.
The podcast that's not just a bunch of straight white guys.
Ooh, we've learned something over the years. Some people out there really do not like that slogan.
Listen, we love straight white guys.
Well, some of them.
But if there's one thing we can't change, it's who we are.
I'm Iffy, a comedian who was on strike last year in two different unions.
I'm Drea. I've been a producer and film festival programmer for decades.
And I'm Alonzo, a film critic who literally wrote the book on queer Hollywood.
You can listen to us talk movies and the movie biz every week on Maximum Film.
We may not be straight white guys, but we love movies, and we know what we're talking about.
Listen to Maximum Film on Maximum Fun or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I go inside then?
Yeah, so the three of you, are you reconnecting inside?
Yeah, we've reconnoitered. It's too annoying to be separate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if can we regroup in the back hallways with Roger? Is that, can we get him to like now? open a like employees only door for us and let us get back where he is too?
I will say that without rolling, you guys can reconnoiter there if you are looking to move through it altogether. We'll have to,
yeah. Okay.
Then that is going to be a little more challenging.
Sorry, reconnoiter is recon.
That's not
I
it,
misspoke.
Is it?
I apologize.
If you guys want to use those back hallways to get around, that's going to be more of a challenge.
Okay, let's regroup in the back hallways. Can we do that and just talk about where we go from there? Okay.
Do you want a layout of what you see when you come in?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So now you should be in the River City Runner-Ups Gala.
Yeah.
On stage, you see a band performing, the bass drum of which reads, "The Ska's the Limit." And they are performing.
Are you sure? Travel
it
again.
Is, yeah. This is River City's number one ska cover band.
Do kids know what ska all the ska is? Hits. Is ska's not still. Is ska. This feels like
universe?
Guys sometimes. Do you guys ever feel yourself saying a sentence and you can tell that you are winding up the mechanisms of a bear trap that is going to snap shut on your own leg mid-sentence? By asking if the kids know about ska, I am walking into some sort of diabolical trap. Only I am the trap maker and the prey.
That's true. So you can see the lead singer of Ska's the Limit is Agent Mingo, who is famous as a performer with Ska's the Limit, but also as an agent of Codename Bird.
Awesome.
He is a flamingo, a well-dressed flamingo man. On the other side of the room, at the entrance, there's a receiving line where there is a large, incredibly well-dressed walrus man who you guys know. This is a billionaire, philanthropist, industrialist, Walter Russell.
Yeah.
And beside him is a little kind of half-shrimp man. You know, he's maybe 5'2", 5'3", but next to Walter Russell, he is but a slip of a thing.
Yeah.
And he's behaving in a very, I would say, lackey / toadyish manner.
Cool.
And otherwise, just gala decorations. There's tables set up for people to sit and eat at.
About how many people are in here, roughly, would you say?
I would say about 200, 250, you would guess.
Okay.
We are here, presumably, to try to find the cup, the silver cup, because we've been pursuing some silver thefts in town.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do I see the cup? Do I see the trophy?
Well, give me, each of you roll 2d8, and I'll see if any of you know about the arena.
Nope. Not me. What is arena? I already told you I'm not a sports guy.
Double success, 5 and 7.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So, Dad,
I own this arena.
Well, maybe if it was a mega cowabunga. I'm going to say, yeah. Dad, Justin got one success. Dad with two successes. When you were with the Barnyard All-Stars, you had spent some time here at the River City Arena. And you know that there's a couple different locations within the kind of event center of the arena. This is the Gala Hall, but then there is also the Trophy kind of Awards Hall of Fame that is located separate from here. You can see the door off to like the left side of the room, and it is currently sealed. So this is, you get the impression that this is going to be a gala first, and then we present, right? Because not only is this a presentation, it is also going to be a chance for them to try to, you know, get some money from donors and that kind of thing. So they want to make a night of it.
Okay. Can I do something?
Of course.
Is the guy on stage right now, is he like giving a speech or singing, or what's his deal?
Right now, Agent Mingo and the band, they're just playing some really great ska hits. The trombone.
Okay.
Like what?
Like Never Had to Knock on Wood by Mighty Mighty Bosstones. They're doing
impression
a cover.
That I get. But
impression I get.
What?
Impression I get.
Yeah, but I don't know that because I'm a cool dude.
Oh, okay, no, it. We fell into your ska test trap. can I look and see if there's like a countdown clock somewhere, like telling this guy when he needs to get off stage? So ooh. I have sort of a rough idea of when the trophy will be presented and what our window of operation time might be.
Yeah.
Using our knowledge of live touring.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, give me a roll with your big old buttons.
I look for Dog Paul Saborin to run out and put a timer on the stage. What am I rolling?
Yeah, with your big old bug eyes.
Okay. Two successes, 5-6.
Yeah, with two successes, you see there's an iPad going on stage, and you got about an hour and 15 counting down from there.
Dang, it's quite the set that this flamingo man is putting
well,
on
that's
tonight.
Not necessarily his entire set.
Oh, okay.
It's an hour and 15. You know, there will be speeches and comings and goings and that kind of thing.
Okay, I relay that.
All right, we've got a little over 3/4 hours to get this job done. I feel like we don't have enough
for Paul Sabretooth. Dad is just tight into chat.
Thank you so much, Dad. That's very good.
As if he was worried about
you say it on
it.
Our comedy show, man.
I didn't want to forget it. I didn't want to forget it.
But you could just say it out loud in the comedy show. You've never actually held back from saying literally anything in your entire life.
I'm trying
to be better. As far as I know, it's stream of consciousness with you, Clint. Like, I don't... The idea that you would be like, I'm going to put that one in my back pocket.
If you only knew the ones that I don't say.
Open up the fire hose,
jazz,
baby.
Yeah, jazz,
anytime
man.
Anytime you're talking is the time I don't have to, baby.
All right, we've got a little over 3/4 hours to get this job done. We don't have enough information from security footage from the previous heist to get an idea of what kind of perp we're dealing with, but if we can locate the trophy and either keep it safe or exfiltrate it ourselves, probably not that, because then we would be arrested. Then we are the criminals. Anyway, we need to find that trophy and then look for sort of vulnerabilities that the thief might be trying to exploit.
Travis, I'd like to have a poke around to see if I find the trophy. Just a poke around.
Just a poke around.
Yeah, I'm just going to have a butcher's to see if I can find the trophy. Just kind of a look around.
Okay, where are you looking around?
I don't know, it's your room. Like, I assume I'm going to head backstage behind the drapery to head back there to just have a little butcher's around the place.
To the Hall of Fame room?
Yeah, I'm going to head into the... No, yeah, is there a... What's behind the curtains? I just want to go directly behind the curtains where the stage is.
So you want to go backstage? Because yeah,
that's...
I
thought I was saying that, but yeah, backstage.
I did already tell Dad that the trophy was most likely in the Hall of Fame room, which is off to the left in guardhead and sealed.
Most likely.
Okay.
But you didn't
say
definitely.
So there is a chance.
I feel like you would know. Because you made it up. I feel like you would know.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'll do. You know what? I'll have it your way. I'll try the Hall of Fame room.
Okay, so you approach the doors of the Hall of Fame room. Give me a roll to make it through. Just like see how easily you can make it through this crowd.
Okay.
So give me 2d8 just to see, you know, how crowded your pathway is.
Oh boy,
it seems pretty crowded, Trev. I rolled a 3 and a 2.
Yeah, you rolled a 3 and a 2. So I'm going to say, as you are walking, You're going to get jostled a couple times. You're trying to make your way over there, trying to make your way through the crowd. And as you're trying to maneuver through, you end up turning, and now you're face-to-face with Walter Russell. And he reaches out his hand like,
"Well, yes, welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Sorry, I can't place the face with a name. What was your name,
You're
son?
Walter Russell.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's so cool to meet you.
Okay, it's cool to meet you as well. It's nice to meet a young man such as yourself with a good head on his shoulder. What was your name, son?
Oh, I'm Axel Isle, man. I wanted to give this to you. Then I hand in the badge. One of your employees outside was really not doing a good job, what? Man. And I told him that I would hand this to you.
This is a different guy, I think. This is a different guy, I think.
RCF CEO and owner Walter Russell.
Oh, okay, correct. Cool.
The RCF, he's the boss. He's his boss.
I thought you were giving it to
this. This guy's the boss of the whole thing, man. Oh, why wouldn't I give him the badge?
Good point.
Thank you.
Oh.
And I don't know if I'll ever meet that guy, Dad. Dad killed me. Kill him. He took his walkie-talkie. He gave it up alive. He's not very good at his job.
Was it like connected to his pacemaker?
I'll say this. If you took my walkie-talkie, you'd have to leave me dead. I would never stop.
Oh, thank you so much, son. I don't make sure to have a talking to with Specialist Darnett. You said your name was Axel Lyle.
Yeah, we've had some disturbing attacks on those silver related events lately, and obviously you got a big old cup of your own to pass out tonight, and we were a little worried that there might be some trouble, so we wanted to lay eyes on the thing, you know.
Oh, well, I could see that you have a good heart with a lot of concern in it, but I wouldn't worry about that. I have some of my best specialists and executives here tonight from the RCF. Thank you so much. I want you to just enjoy your evening.
Can I just ask, so it's a big organization, man. Are you sure you can really trust everybody inside of it? Obviously, you're beyond reproach, but the whole team?
Well, let's just say if there is any trouble, I've got some special guests up my sleeve. And he winks at you.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm clearly not going to tell you. That's why I winked.
But why hint at it? I'm not a child. I mean, if you don't want to tell me, it's obviously you're right. You're the boss of the whole thing. But don't, like, dangle it in front of me like a cat with a little chunk of salmon.
Well, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. And now,
you're not even listening, man.
I hope that you enjoy yourself, and please consider.
I'm a fire inspector, all right? And I just want to check for fire problems. That was a joke. That's how I got in past Darnell, if you can believe it.
Darnett?
Hey, listen. Hey, so you do pay attention to your employees. Dale Carnegie says that's so important. Listen, I got to see the cup, man, and then I'll leave.
Okay, well, it will be revealed in about an hour.
Nah, it'll be gone by then. All these thefts have happened at crowded places, just like this one.
What else do you know?
Well, it's happened at a lot of museum unveilings, auctions, award ceremonies. I think this person doesn't just want the silver. I think they're making a statement. And I think that there couldn't be a much juicier target than the most secure party hosted by the most secure company.
Give me a roll, Justin. This is all very good. And give me 3d8s to see what kind of sway you have.
Shine.
Over
Don't forget to shine. Shine bright like a diamond.
I got 2 successes.
You got 2 successes.
Did you spend some shine points there?
I click roll 3d8s.
No, the 2 and the 3, yeah. The 2 and the 3 was from him trying to get across the floor.
Okay, so directly. 2 successes, 5, 3, 6.
2 successes.
Okay.
With 2 successes, Walter Russell looks you up and down, and you see him nod and say, "You seem like a trustworthy fellow. Okay, you go over there, and you tell the specialist at the door that Walter said you could take a peek, but just a couple of minutes, and you come right back out here. You hear me, son?"
Absolutely. This would go easier if I had the badge, though. Could I get that back
no,
for
I'm
just
going
a moment?
To, I am going to hold on to the badge.
Fair enough. Okay.
I walk up to Walter Russell.
Oh, good.
And I do the same thing.
And it goes exactly the same way.
My current working theory is that the culprit is Silverman, man who eats silver to live.
Are you with the Axolotl?
Wait, was that? Sorry, was that after the entire conversation?
Yeah.
And then he tacks on at the end. He gets a little greedy.
Yeah. So keep an eye
he
out.
He does everything I do, and then appends. I think it is Silverman.
Keep an eye out for Silverman,
and
the man who needs to eat silver.
Now?
If he doesn't eat silver, he won't be alive.
I see.
All right.
Hey, I don't know what to call you, man, but you should probably come with me.
Yep. I start.
Now, just before you go, do you have a third friend who might come over and have the exact same conversation?
I only know one dude in the world, and he's in this room with me right now. I guess two if I'm counting you. I have to go.
Wait, we do want to get Roger in there, though, right?
There's no way Roger needs our help to get in there, Griffin. You know that.
Now, I'm Justin, just saying, you know that spies and secret agents aren't magical, right? He can't walk through walls.
I know, but he seems to be the man with the magic touch so far, the cow man, I guess, you know?
It feels like we as a party solved this in equal amounts of
effort. Yeah, you got the go-ahead for your team to go and peek in there.
Cool. Let's peek.
As you make your way over there, you get to the door and you are ready to engage with the guards at the door. And Agent Mingo finishes up his set and he says, "Hey, everybody, thanks for being here. I'm Agent Mingo and this has been The Sky's the Limit. We'll be back out for another set here in just a little bit. But before we go, oh, we're so excited. We got a very special set of guests here to bring up to the stage. Wouldn't be much of a sporting event without them. Please welcome to the stage the Barnyard All-Stars."
Oh,
and you
no.
hear, ba-na-na-na-na-na, and the all four of them jump out, charge! And Gridiron, the football-playing bull leader of the Barnyard All-Stars, sees you in the crowd, Roger, right away, and points out and goes, "Tiny Dancer!"
Hello, my name is Special Agent Crane. I'm a member of a classified organization called BIRD. Expiration dates on food are suggestions. Yes, you could follow these and say, "Hey, maybe I should stop eating this when it starts to wilt a little bit." But that's actually where the nutrients come from. That banana you just called rank? It holds so many health benefits. That apple you just insulted? He's not the bad one. He's just a late bloomer. It's time to start taking expiration dates for exactly what they are. Suggestions. This ad paid for by the Bird Coalition to Protect Aged Out Fruit.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.